on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. No matter where you are, north, south, east, and west, I hope that you will join us for the next 55 minutes. We have a lot of things to get to today, including a lot more music, because as you know, we haven't played that much music lately on the show. But today I promised that we would squeeze in as much as possible, and definitely more than last week, and definitely more than the week before that. Also coming up on today's show, we have a suggestion, actually, that was given to us by a number of you, saying that you would like to hear some classic Happy Station moments. Well, we actually have one coming up from 1970, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, our website, as you know, is www.pcjmedia.com. Before I tell you about some of the changes that we've made at our website and some other things that are happening here at PCJ, let's begin with a little song. That sounds silly, doesn't it? A little song. Rita Coolidge, All Time High, from the James Bond movie Octopussy, here on the International Happy Station.
Distraction for an hour or two, had no intention to do the things we've done. Funny how it always goes with love when you don't look, you find. But then we're two of a kind. We move as one.
Falling in love.
Rita Coolidge and All Time High beginning today's edition of the program. Now, I want to take a couple of moments actually to tell you about some things that are happening at pcjmedia.com. It's a very easy URL to remember, and if you don't, well, you have the same mental problems that I do. Anyway, there's two things that are happening. As you know, we are giving away two Wi-Fi radios. And to have a chance to win one of those two Wi-Fi radios, you'll see it on the front page. You just have to answer the survey and then enter your details at the end so we can contact you to say, listen, Mike, you won. Right. Okay. So that's all you need to do. The next thing is I want to announce the winner of a book that we had a contest for. The book is called 80 is Not Enough by Dick Van Patten. It's his autobiography. The winner of that book happens to be Mike Terry in the United Kingdom. So Mike, just to let you know, we just got the book back from Mr. Patten, who autographed it for you, and we're sending it off in a couple of days. We also have another contest running right now. And we only have one copy of this thing to give away. It's a disc, video disc, a VCD, so it can play in any DVD player around the world. It's a special program that was put together by China Radio International and CCTV in China for CRI's 60th anniversary in 2001. And we have one copy to give away, so all you need to do is go to our website and send us an email with your details, and we will announce the winner in 3 weeks' time. So in 3 weeks' time, we'll be announcing the winner of this VCD. And by the way, just to let you know, again, that it can play in any region, PAL, NTSC, or SICAM, region 1 through 6. It doesn't matter where you are because it is recorded as a video disc. The program itself is in Chinese and a number of other languages, and you will also have a chance to see yours truly in there, reading poetry. A very odd experience indeed. Now, getting back to our website for a moment, as you know, we have the PCJ shop that has opened, and we have this Wi-Fi radio that we're giving away. Well, now, actually, if you don't want to wait, you can actually buy the Wi-Fi radio yourself. It's a co-object from PCJ and Joybian here in Taiwan. The radio comes in four colors: pink, white, black, red, white, gray, and black, yellow. And the price is $89 US, which includes free shipping. We are going to have this price from October 10th to November the 15th. So from October 10th to November 15th, a special price of $89 US, which includes the shipping, and the radio comes in four colors. And by the way, if you are a member of the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program of $10, you will get a 10% off on this radio. Yes, so do check it out. Now, while you're at the PCJ shop, there is something else there which I will tell you about in one little moment. Yes, I know we're doing like selling things and stuff like that, but wait, there's nothing wrong with making a little money on the side, you know, and some people do want the items. So let's have some more music, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you about those things as well. This is a singer who I actually knew personally when I was living in Vancouver. He passed away a number of years ago, but he was a very talented singer from the United Kingdom. His name is Long John Baldry, and he became a Canadian citizen in the 1970s. We're going to take a listen to a song that he recorded in 1968. It was the official song for the United Kingdom for the 1968 Olympics in Mexico. Here's Long John Baldry with Mexico on the International Happy Station.
Just take my hand and come along with me. There is so little time to spare. There is a place I'd give the world to see, where the music's softly playing and the rhythm's gently swaying. Underneath the stars in a million bars, guitars are softly saying, Mexico, you got to be in so much to see in Mexico. Take it from me and you're gonna see the greatest show. Underneath
the sun in Mexico. The love we had is just a shadow now. Why did we ever drift apart? Let's get away and start again somehow. Where the music's softly playing and the rhythm's gently swaying. Underneath the stars in a million bars, guitars are softly saying, Mexico, you gotta be in so much to see in Mexico. Take it from me, yeah, you're gonna see the greatest show underneath the sun in Mexico. Mexico, the magic has begun in Mexico, underneath the sun in Mexico. Underneath the sun in Mexico, the magic has begun in Mexico, underneath the sun in Mexico.
Long John Baldry with Mexico. Now, a moment ago, I was telling you about some of the things, actually, that we have at the PCJ website, like the Wi-Fi radio, which you can now buy for a special price until November the 15th. And there's also another link that you will see on that page that says, click here to visit our Cafe Press Store. Yes, we have now have a Cafe Press Store, and we have a number of different things, and I'll just run down some of them. And we've actually sold a few since I opened the store on Saturday, but now I'm officially announcing it. There's a white t-shirt that has a Happy Station logo on it. It comes in different sizes. There's two bags, a messenger bag, you know, like a postman kind of courier bag, a tote bag, clock, mouse pad, coffee mug, a set of four stackable coffee mugs, a stainless steel water bottle, a button, a refrigerator magnet, which is rectangular, and a sticker. And you can find everything at our website. Just go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on PCJ Shop to the right. And again, there is a 10% discount on all those who have a Happy Station Show friendship sponsorship membership. So you pay the full price. When I get notification that you pay it, I will return 10% back to you. The next thing, actually, that I had a question for, a question asked, actually, was about PCJ Radio. Yes, we are on Saturdays and Sundays. This is from our own stream, not the one that's relayed on FM and AM radio stations in different places, but this is from our own stream, and you can find out all that at our website as well. And I also want to mention that there's a new show that we will be having very soon on PCJ Radio called The Kelly Alexander Show. The Kelly Alexander Show, coming soon to PCJ Radio, so stay tuned for more details. Let's see, should we have more music? Yes, I think we should have more music. And then when we come back, we're going to have a classic Happy Station clip. So first, here's Sugar Sugar and the Archies on the International Happy Station.
Sugar. Sugar, sugar. sweet a kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Sugar, sugar, the Archies, going out to Abdullah in Islamabad, Pakistan. And he said that he has fond memories of this song when he was studying English in the United States, oh, way back in the late 1960s and early 1970s. He now works for the United Nations in Pakistan. So, and he's also a regular listener to the program. So thank you very much for that suggestion for a song. Actually, it's one of my favorites. I have many favorite songs, and that happens to be one of them. It's a lot of fun. By the way, Abdullah, did you ever see the cartoon, The Archies? Not the comic book, but the cartoon series. If you did, let me know. Yeah, it was one of my favorites as well. All right. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we have this poll going, and people can leave suggestions. And one suggestion actually that comes in quite a bit is from people asking to hear some classic moments from past Happy Station shows. And when I mean past Happy Station shows, not from the my era, meaning the ones that I'm hosting, but from Jonathan Gruber, Pete Myers, Tom Meyer, and Eddie Starts. Well, we have one for you right now. This is from Happy Station. From June the 8th, 1970, this is 6 months after Tom Meyer took over the show from Eddie Starts in 1970. And the piece that we're going to take a listen to is a special show that was devoted to the city of Rotterdam. And it's when Tom visited the Euromast on the opening day of the Space Tower. So, to begin, without further ado, let's go back to June 8th, 1970. And to open up this little segment of Tom visiting the Euromast, we're going to take a listen to a group called The Street Singers with If You Were Born in Rotterdam.
Ben je in Rotterdam geboren op het Noordplein of Katendrecht? Dan kan je van geen vreemde horen dat die van Rotterdam iets zegt. Want voor me haven en me blakkie, voor me koolsingel en hofplein, geef ik subiet me laag. Laatste knaakie, daar ken ik alleen mijn eigen zijn. Of je Erasmus heet of oud of ketelbinky, of een donkieman bent of een cargador, of je op Kralingen kan wonen met een auto, of op een kamertje met keuken drie of vier. Je bent een Rotterdammer in je hart en nieren. Je voelt je jovel rondom onze Westzeedijk. Een avond Rotterdam in om te passagieren. En niemand is er zo tevreden en zo rijk. Ben je in Rotterdam geboren? Op het Noordplein of Katendrecht? Dan kan je van geen vreemde horen dat die van Rotterdam iets zegt. singelen of plein, geef ik subiet me laatste knaakie, daar ken ik alleen me eigen zijn.
De straatzangers. Ben je in Amsterdam geboren? If you were born... No, ben je in Rotterdam geboren? You see, there I go again. I really didn't do this on purpose. Ben je in Rotterdam geboren? If you were born in Rotterdam. Yes, I told you I invited you to join me to Rotterdam. And why? Well, you may have heard about the Euromast in Rotterdam, which was a very high mast in the middle of the city, and from there you had a beautiful view. There's several restaurants there, two, I think, which they call the Crow's Nest, which is very high up, and from there you've got a beautiful view not only of the harbor, but also of the rest of the city. Well, I'd like to take you to that Euromast now, because something very special happened there. They have added something to the Euromast in Rotterdam. There I go again. And because they did that, you can go up even higher. But we are there now. Just imagine that we took a great big leap and that we've arrived in Rotterdam. And we are now upstairs in one of the halls before one of the restaurants in the Crow's Nest. The background noises you are hearing are the noises of the elevators of the Euromast in Rotterdam. That's right, we are in Rotterdam. Not one elevator, but several. Yes, after 10 years of towering above every other building in Rotterdam, and Holland, as a matter of fact, the Euromast now has gone up even further in the world. Now its original structure has been extended another 250 feet, which is about 75 meters, to give it an overall height of 600 feet, which is nearly 200 meters. A space tower was added to the sturdy main column. This enables sightseers, and maybe you'll be one of those sightseers in the near future or the far future, to view the world's greatest port, yes, the biggest harbor of the world in Rotterdam, its sparkling hostess city from a sky-high vantage point without taking wing. The new summit is reached by a large, round elevator that encircles the sturdy steel space tower like a friendship ring. As it ascends and descends, the ring rotates slowly, providing a sweeping panorama through its picture windows. 30 seated passengers can be accommodated in the cabin. Operated from the top of the Crow's Nest at a level of 355 feet, which is about 110 meters, it reaches a height of 600 feet. Can you imagine that? Being above Rotterdam 600 feet? Well, and if you can't imagine it, why don't you join me and let's go up in that elevator, okay? How high are we here?
I believe 150 meters. It's approximately, 450 feet.
Oh, I see. Well, you won't believe this, but, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm right now towering above the biggest harbor in the world, which is Rotterdam. Yeah, that is the historical mistake. We're revolving. I'm turning around at this point. And we're going up this space tower, which is the latest addition to the Rotterdam Euromast. And I can tell you that if ever you come to Rotterdam, this is the first thing you should do, if it's the last thing you do. And I've got somebody with me who can tell me all about this space tower. First of all, because he knows. And secondly, because he was born in Rotterdam and is, shall we say, emotionally involved.
Yes, I'm very glad to explain it, because I really believe, though I'm emotionally involved with the tower because it's a part of my town, but I really believe that this is something you don't have to miss when you visit Holland. You have to visit Rotterdam, biggest harbor, but especially the tower, because it gives you a marvelous view of the harbor and the surroundings of the everything bustling and the busy town as such. Mm-hmm. Now you see the harbor in front of us, the busy river, the new Maas. You see all kinds of building which have something to mean in a town, and it's a very nice feeling, I must say, to be so high upon the town without being in an airplane.
Right. Is this now the highest point that you can get to in Rotterdam?
Yes, this is the highest not only in Rotterdam, but also in Holland. It is higher than every church tower you have in Holland.
So Rotterdam now not only has the biggest harbor in the world and the biggest harbor in Holland, but also the highest tower in Holland. And if we would go right to the top, that would be something like 600 feet, right?
Yes, it's approximately 600 feet, 200 meters. And I must say that you feel a little, perhaps a little dizzy when you are so high, but it gives you a very funny feeling, at least myself, I must say.
Well, it does give me a funny feeling, because as we were turning around, I see names like Aberdeen and Bordeaux and Middlesbrough and other places, and that is, of course, because we're looking down onto a harbor. And if I look straight ahead right now, I can see the spot from where the Pilgrim Fathers sailed in 1620. And I think I told you the story before. Then they went to England, and they had troubles there because it was supposed to be the Speedwell and the Mayflower on which they were going to sail. And, well, that's the story you heard before. Anyway, it's a strange feeling to be up here in this space tower in the 20th century, 1970, looking at the spot from where more than 350 years ago, the Pilgrim Fathers sailed to what is now the United States. Another thing which I haven't mentioned yet, but we've gone around so many times, is that right now I can see the Rotterdam Airport. Many people know that Holland only has one international airport, being Schiphol near Amsterdam, but this is no longer true because Rotterdam had a very small little airport, but since sometime, it is now an international airport where the biggest jet planes can land. And as a matter of fact, I've met people, listeners of Happy Station that came to visit us at Hilversum, who had flown in to Rotterdam Airport and were very pleasantly surprised to find a very modern reception hall. Well, today being the opening day of the space tower of the Euromaster. Oh, by the way, now we've gone round again. I can see now all the names. Casablanca. Y para nuestros oyentes que habla española puede ser muy interesante. Casablanca. Then Middlesbrough, Aberdeen, Bristol, and Bordeaux. I suppose that means that from there the ships leave to these destinations.
Well, at this moment not, but it is a part of the harbor from which they formerly parted for that departure. They indeed went to Bristol. From this is, amongst other connection with Norfolk, England, parting every evening. They just left. There's no ships leaving. And now you have a few on the New Amsterdam, which is the connection with the United States.
Yeah.
The Parquet, which is on the front of here now.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Is for new ships or the naval ships visiting the harbor here. Well, it's busy. There's always something to see.
And the funny thing is that I had a feeling that we were staying at the same level all the time, but in the meantime, apparently we've gone, we've ascended, and then we've descended again, because we're now back to, what is the height of the, it's about 355 feet. I thought we were still going upward, but apparently we're back again to where we started, 110 meters, 355 feet, but in the meantime, while we were talking, we've been up to 600 feet. I haven't told our friends yet who I've been talking to right now, because I was much too excited. It was Mr. Knotenbelt, who works for NBT, the National Bureau of Tourism in Holland. Well, the National Bureau, which is located in The Hague. And all I can say now that we've come to a stop is thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mann.
And that was a clip from the Happy Station show, June 8th, 1970, just 6 months after Tom Meyer took over the show. And he was doing an interview with somebody from the Euromast. It was a special edition of the show that was dedicated to the city of Rotterdam in Holland. And yes, we will bring more of those programs and more clips of Happy Station in the future, including some Eddie Starts pieces, by the way, that were recorded in the early 1950s, that were never broadcast. They were recorded for the show, but they never ended up using them. So we will bring you that. All right, time now for more music. Since we were in the Netherlands, we'll take a listen to a famous Dutch song. It's called Little Green Bag, and it's performed by Frans Metz and his orchestra. ¶¶ Little Green Bag, Franz Metz and his orchestra. And by the way, that was recorded during the same recording session that we use as our theme song. And we'll be issuing those as a CD very, very soon, which you can also find at the PCJ shop. Next, actually, I want to go to Jennifer, who listens to us in Singapore, Jennifer Chung. And she said, you know, it's amazing how this year Taiwan and Singapore have not been hit too severely by typhoons. Actually, you're absolutely right. We had one sort of big typhoon a number of weeks ago, and it was the only severe one that we had for the season. Now, the typhoon season is actually still on for another 3-4 weeks, so we kind of have to keep our fingers crossed. But really, it was nothing like it was last year. As I mentioned on the show before, last year, during typhoon season, I had a tremendous amount of damage with my antenna masts for my listening post. And this year, because the typhoon that came across Taiwan, they said it was bad. So I spent a few hours removing everything, taking everything down. And it was more like a tropical breeze that we had, well, in Taipei anyway, and then had to put everything up again. But, you know, I thought that this year, even though it may not have been so bad, it's a good thing that I had taken it down, because you never know what can happen with typhoons. The only thing I wish, though, I wish that it sort of happened on a Monday. You know, I could have taken an extra day off work. So thank you very much, Jennifer. And Jennifer wanted to hear something from the... I have a creaky chair again, don't I? This is highly annoying. Kevin, thank you very much for putting it here. Kevin, by the way, is our technician. And also hello to Johan Backer, our production assistant. But anyway, Jennifer in Singapore wants to hear something from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. So we'll take a listen to Come What May, Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor here on the International Happy Station.
Until the end of
Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman with Come What May, going out to Jennifer in Singapore from the original soundtrack of Moulin Rouge. All right, now I want to take a second to tell you about a new show coming to you very soon from PCJ.
Hello, I'm Paulette Macquarie in Vancouver, Canada.
And I'm Keith Perron in Taipei, Taiwan, inviting you to join us for the first monthly installment of Media Network Plus from PCJ on October 23rd at 100 hours UTC on 9,955 kHz, Radio Miami International.
Each month, we will look at the headlines and behind the scenes in shortwave, medium wave, FM,
long wave, satellite, and much, much more.
Media Network Plus from PCJ, October 23rd.
At 100 hours UTC on 9,955 kHz, Radio Miami International.
For more details, go to www.pcjmedia.com.
This is PCJ Radio. That's right, Media Network Plus, which will air, the first edition will air October 23rd at 100 hours UTC and be broadcast on 9,955 kilohertz to North America. And it is going to be a monthly feature here from PCJ. And I should mention that it has nothing to do with the Media Network blog at Radio Nederlands Worldwide and nothing to do with the vintage Media Network programs. Well, actually, we're doing it because a number of people wrote in saying, you know, maybe you should do a new show every now and again. First, they said weekly, and I would love to do it weekly if there were more hours in the day, excuse me, but unfortunately there isn't, so we can only make it a monthly feature. Okay, we now go to another request. This is a listener in Calcutta, India. His name is Shahwanaz Alam. And going out to you, here's Paul Simon with Father and Daughter.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a bad dream, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are, just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed, I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father of his daughter more than I love you. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing.
you cast your line, I hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. So long as one and one is two, there could never be a father love his daughter more than I love you.
Simon with Father and Daughter on the program. Now, a number of you have been writing in saying that you do enjoy the strange little songs that we play, meaning when we do the specials on novelty hits, etc., etc. And one of them came to my direction just the other day from a listener in the UK whose name I wrote down a moment ago, but I can't seem to find it. Anyway, the song is not strange. Actually, it's a great song. The song is called Stairway to Heaven. And if you don't know the song, well, you're living on another planet. But anyway, it's a fantastic song, and there's nothing unusual about it. But this version is a little unusual. And actually, in the 1990s, it became a hit in the UK again, because it is performed by... Are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Right? Are you sitting? You sure you're sitting down? Because if I cannot take responsibility for what will happen once I mention the artist's name. It is going to be performed by, yes, Rolf Harris. Now, I can hear some snickers, some chuckles. Yes, imagine Rolf Harris doing Stairway to Heaven. Well, here it is for all of you who enjoy those little odd numbers that we play here on the show. Stairway to Heaven, Rolf Harris on the International Happy Station.
There's an old Australian stockman, a rock band, trying but dying. They get themselves up onto their collective elbows, revert to their 60s instrumentation, and they try again. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if those stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. All together now. With a word she can get what she came for. Ooh, and it makes me wonder, how does that affect you, blokes?
That makes us wonder.
That's interesting, that, yeah. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. All together now.
'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
A lot of words have two meanings. Like in this song, the word to buy, buying a stairway to heaven. Bought. Broad, isn't it, Ella? Well, there's lots of words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. All together now. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Misgiven? Just change instruments now. Thank you very much. Misgiven, ladies and gentlemen. Is it nice to have your name mentioned in the song? Yeah, isn't that good? Trembler, good one. Can I change instruments again? Thank you. Nearly finished. There's a lady, I'm sure, that I mentioned before. Yeah, I did, yeah. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now! And she's buying a stairway to heaven. And it makes me wonder. Ooh, and it makes us wonder. Ooh, and it makes us wonder. It makes us wonder.
Rolf Harris and Stairway to Heaven here on the program. That was very odd. Yeah, very odd. That would sort of be like, let's say, Led Zeppelin doing I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Oh, the gaiety always continues. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for on the program. If you wish to get in touch with us for requests or suggestions, our email address is very simple. pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Or go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on Email Keith, and that's all you need to do. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of the show. Thank you to Johan and Kevin, as always, for doing a wonderful job in our control room, making sure that this idiot, that's me, sounds not so bad. I would have said good, but that's a bit of an overstatement. Anyway, on behalf of them, I'm Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.